Hello, sweetness. My name's Charlotte. I had a feeling that you'd be listening to this session today. I'm glad to see that I was right. Of course, I'm often right when it comes to matters of your subconscious mind. And you know that already. The fact that you're here means that you're already in exactly the right frame of mind to have a very deep trance experience. So how do you feel about going into a wonderfully deep trance for me, Would you like that? I'd like that. Oh, I'd like that very much. So before we begin, make yourself as comfortable as you can. Relax, sweetness. Close your eyes if you want to, and just settle down now to listen. People can, you know, find themselves drifting off very easily when I speak. So there's no need for you to imagine how it feels to go into that state, that deeply relaxed, comfortable state of complete enjoyment and peace. You know how it feels already. So maybe you'll just find your way down naturally, like a familiar path that your mind wanders down. And isn't it nice to know that your subconscious mind can do that without really having to make any effort, as you just relax there and listen to my voice and think about anything that naturally comes to mind? I'm wondering now, if you are beginning to feel those first telltale signs of trance. Your breathing slowing down just a touch, becoming a little deeper. Your eyelids beginning to feel heavy. I must admit, I'm curious to know just how deeply you will go into trance. Maybe you'll slide down so effortlessly that you won't notice the descent. Or maybe you haven't made that conscious decision to let go and surrender completely yet. I wonder, will you make that decision to drift away right now? Or will it be a little later? Or maybe you won't make a decision at all, and it will simply happen by itself, as you just settle down more comfortably still and notice yourself beginning to relax more deeply. Isn't it nice to know that you can simply allow these things to happen by themselves, sweetness? A person may not know how deep of a trance you're already in by the time it occurs to think about it. And that's an interesting thing to think about, don't you think? When you think about going deeper into that trance now, then you can begin to notice the way your body has already taken the initiative, relaxing all of those muscles in your arms and legs. What happens when you imagine those feelings now? Your legs growing heavier, your head sinking down into the softly cushioned support beneath you. Eventually, it might just be that thinking about those sensations, that quiet relaxation, brings all of those feelings to the front of your mind, allowing you to recognize them as signs of complete comfort, so that you don't have to wonder whether you do feel them. Can you imagine how that would feel? Just by listening to my voice. When you really begin to listen to my words, then you can accept that you want to go deeper for me now. And you might start to find yourself repeating in your own mind, deeper and deeper, just quietly to yourself. And how would it feel if you noticed that by doing just that, you could find yourself going deeper still? How quickly can you imagine those simple words taking you all the way down? Oh, but don't click out like a light too quickly, sweetness. There's still so much to enjoy about this feeling of floating and drifting that you can experience whenever you listen to me speak. People are able to enjoy the gentle waves of my voice washing through your sleepy mind, even as they subconsciously choose to let go of all the tensions in your body and just exist within the moment. You may be aware of the intense power of my words as you slide down deeper and deeper, and you may be aware of your own need to relax even more for me as you try and fail to stay conscious now. People can, sweetness, accept all manner of suggestions deeply into their subconscious minds, because it's a wonderful feeling to just let go, isn't it? A wonderful feeling to just let go and go deeper for me. I could say that right now you are so deeply in trance that your whole mind feels saturated with pleasure. But it might be that it takes you a moment or two to notice it. And when you do notice, when you really begin to notice the way your mind has completely let go of every independent thought, then you will start to allow me to make certain changes to your subconscious mind, allowing you to feel incredible sensations of pleasure, to accept the suggestions that I make because they feel good and make you happy. Because right now, you have absolutely nothing at all to worry about, nothing to think about, except the erotic energy that pulses through you as you allow your conscious mind to take a break and simply do exactly as I say. I've always enjoyed having people do as I say, sweetness, there's something incredibly sexy about that to me. And having you here, so ready and willing to let me into your mind, to play with your brain, that, well, that's just hot. So right now, I want you to listen very carefully, because I'm going to plant a trigger in your mind. Not a word or a phrase, but a sound. You see, I've always had this fantasy of owning a human wind-up doll. A helpless automaton that when wound up would have no choice but to do as it was programmed to do. Moving first at a normal speed, and then slowly, slowly winding down to a complete stop. And I choose you, sweetness, to be my wind-up doll. I choose you to feel the cold, hard metal key in your back that I will wind up to allow you to perform the action I program into your mind. Maybe you can even feel it right now. The cool metal against your warm skin. The thrill of knowing that when I wind this key, you will have no choice but to perform. And you will perform, sweetness. When you hear me wind you up with the key in your back, when you hear the mechanical sounds of the winding mechanism, quickly at first, and then slowly winding down, slowing, slowing, you will find your hands automatically reaching down to touch yourself, to helplessly stroke yourself for me, like a little clockwork toy. Stroking and squeezing and touching, touching, masturbating, because you have to, because you can't stop yourself, because it feels so good to be my toy. And then, just when it's starting to feel so amazing, the mechanism slows, slows and stops, and you lock in place, frozen until you hear me snap my fingers to release you. So let's see. Let's see just how well you can perform as my clockwork toy. Listen carefully now, and remember this sound. The key turning, the mechanism running. And away you go, my little toy. Away you go, automatically performing, touching and stroking, feeling the key in your back, slowly revolving around as you masturbate for me, completely unable to help yourself. Out of your own control, because your mind is so easily reprogrammed by me. Do you like the feeling? Do you like knowing that I can do this to you at any time? Just wind you up and set you running on a predetermined course of action that you can't change and can't halt, and slowing, slowing, slowing to a stop. Frozen in place, completely unable to move, locked into position by the cogs and wheels that turn that key in your back. You make such a good little toy, sweetness. It's just far too easy to play with you. And off you go again. I know how much you like being controlled this way. I can tell by the way your body responds to my trigger. I can tell by the way your breath catches in your throat and your hands grip so tightly. You'd better hope that you get enough time to make it really feel good, my little toy. It would be such a terrible shame if you wound down before you got to experience any real pleasure, wouldn't it? But then, that would be no fun for me. I wouldn't get to see the desperation written all over your face. I wouldn't get to see your movements slowing and becoming less sure, your hands becoming stiff, your actions jerky and mechanical. I must admit, I'm enjoying torturing you this way, my little toy. Should I wind you again, or shall I make you wait around? Frozen and frustrated. Unbearably horny. With nothing you can do about it. This time I'll take pity on you. But maybe next time I won't. Maybe next time I'll just leave you there. Take the key out of your back and walk away with it, tucked safely into my pocket. No snap of the fingers to release you. No way for you to do anything but stay put. Your hand still curled uselessly around your cock. Oh, but right now, you feel incredible, don't you? Right now you think that you'd like that. But you might not think so after an hour or more. Poor helpless little toy, stuck in such a compromising position, silently begging with glassy, desperate eyes to be wound up once more. To touch that aching cock. What a shame for you, my sweet little clockwork doll, that you aren't in control of what happens to you when you hear that key being wound. When you feel your body reacting automatically. When the inevitable slowing down begins, and you find yourself once again at my mercy, hoping against hope that this time you will reach orgasm before your mechanism stops again. But right now, sweetness, right now, it's time for you to wake up. Released for the moment from your mechanical obligations. Released from trance, eyes opening, body stretching. Completely awake and aware, remembering this trigger, and ready to go on with your day.